cursing the bite of the wind, while reminding one another that generals are seldom of sound mind and unbesmirched ancestry. They wouldn't be generals if they were. I went looking for the captain. There he was, his big crows on his shoulders. More circled him, bickering. He was smiling, the one happy fool in the army. The general's general. "Hey, boss, we going to keep humping it all night?" "We're less than 10 miles from Taranki Wutsit. I think it would be nice to be camped there when Mugaba gets up in the morning." He lived in his own reality, no doubt about that. Had to be a general. He actually believed he could play with Mugaba's mind. He hadn't seen Mugaba at Dejigori. Not enough. I said, "We'll be so beat he can come over and dance in our heads." But he won't. Long Shadow has a ball and chain tied to his tail. So he kicks ass and lies to his boss later. That what you'd do? I might. Long Shadow will be here watching him. Go get some sleep. When the sun comes up, I want you perched on Mugaba's shoulder. Uncle Doge was only steps away, taking everything in. We were speaking Forsberger, but I wondered if that was enough of a security measure. Those crows were never far away. What I got from the exchange was that Croker did have a plan. Sometimes it was hard to believe that. I'm not tired right now. I was hungry and thirsty, though. Any extended period spent with smoke leaves me that way. I took advantage of the staff officer's mess. Messengers began to come and go. Croker grumbled, "Guess it's time to start telling people what they need to do." "There's an original concept, after all these years." "Do we really need another smart-ass analyst, Mergen? Get some rest." He began gathering senior officers for a meeting. I wasn't invited. I went back to One-Eye's wagon, where I ate some more, drank a lot of water, and then went ghost-walking again. Me and the fire chief eavesdropped on Croker and his commanders, but I shouldn't have wasted the time. I learned very little. Croker did all the talking, referring to a detailed map showing everyone where he wanted each unit to light in front of Mugaba. The only real surprise was that he wanted the Prabhrindo Dras division stationed in the center, while his own two divisions positioned themselves on the right flank, excepting one specially trained combat team he wanted on the extreme left, outside Lady's left flank. Interesting. Our right wing just happened to face and lap the Shadowlander division Blade had been given to command. Croker really wanted Blade. Narrow-eyed Lady asked, "Why did you decide to arrange the army this way? We've talked about this for 3 years. Croker told her, "Because this is where I want you all." Lady had trouble keeping her temper. In a long life, she hadn't had to do that much. Croker smelled the smoke. "When I don't explain to you, nobody else finds out what I'm planning either." He offered some tidbit to one of his crows. That helped. A little. But the Prabhrindra Dra and most of the rest had no idea of the significance of Croker's crows. I left smoke, drank again, snacked, made sure the sleeper got some soup. He didn't need nearly as much sustenance as I did. Maybe he was sucking on me out there, like some kind of psychic spider. I slept. I had bad dreams that I recalled only